Hi, my name is Paula Castillo, and I'm here with Jessica Carter. And we're going to talk about a topic that we've been discussing for months, and that is whether being a giver or a taker is better at work. And I am such a huge fan of Adam Grant's work. I've talked about it before, and he has a book, Give and Take, that explores just that. And what did he find in his studies is that the people who are least productive at work are givers. And the people who are most productive are givers. Yeah, that I did not get confused. It's true. The people in both ends of the spectrum are givers. And what's the difference? The people who are the most productive, who are givers, know when somebody is a taker. And the people who are the least productive, who are givers, they don't know when to stop giving. So with that, there are many arguments for being a smart giver, and we're going to talk about some of those things today.
Yes, absolutely. So let me just preface it by saying, I am not saying let people walk all over you when I'm being an advocate for giving. And Paul and I have discussed this at length. So believe me, we know how you're feeling. If you're feeling like, all I do is give. So let's kind of like reframe it a little bit differently and think about giving to givers. And not giving as much to people who just take and take and take and make you feel drained. So we're going to do four steps. Step one, I want you to really think about what you want at work. What is different that you want at work? Step two, you're going to set an intention to give that at work. Whatever it is you want, you're setting an intention to give that. Step three, open to receive. A lot of people struggle with receiving gifts or compliments or goodness. So we're really going to start working on being open to receive. And then step four, I'm going to encourage you to start with something fun. I know we're going to apply this to work, but I want to show you how I have some fun stories saved at the end that you can kind of apply this to something fun just to practice it and get into use of practicing. And you could be like, oh my God, Jessica, that totally worked. And then apply it to work. So I want to give you some fun things to start with first, so you could just be like, Jessica, that does work, and then start to apply it to work, because I think when you find the joy in it, it's going to be easier to apply it to your work. So step one, just start to journal what you want. And so here are some examples, but of course you can keep going with whatever you want. So maybe it's just more feelings of joy or happiness or satisfaction. Maybe you want to know what you're good at, what you're doing at work right now. It just feels hard, and maybe it doesn't feel like you're working in your strengths. What are my strengths? Maybe it's really important that you have amazing friends. This is really rated high for job satisfaction, is to have amazing friends in the workplace. Maybe you feel like you need more responsibilities and you're just kind of being looked over at work and you're ready for more responsibilities. And if you're a business owner, maybe you're looking for loyal customers or business partners. So step one, what do you want? And pick one thing. We're not doing 17 things all at once. Just pick one. Step two, we're going to set an intention to give that thing. And so Zig Ziglar actually has two different quotes. One is, you will get all you want in life if you help enough people get what they want. So I want you to kind of think about that. And then the second one applies specifically to relationships. So maybe you wrote down, I really want some good friends at work. And his quote on that is, if you go looking for a friend, you're going to find that they are scarce. If you go out to be a friend, you'll find them everywhere.
And that sounds really wise. Who is Zig Ziglar? I don't know.
So I know we can't do that now. You can't. I don't know.
Okay. I think it's important to
know. I think he's a Hollywood person, but most people know. I think he's a Hollywood director, but I don't know.
I don't know who he is, and I don't think any Colombian person knows who he is. So okay. We might need to define who he is.
Yeah. Okay. Well, they can always just Google Zig Ziglar. I do that if somebody mentions somebody. I don't know. Okay. So when we're talking about something for relationships, here's the challenge. Today, with everyone I come in contact with, I will. And so if you want more feelings of joy or happiness, maybe you're just smiling. Maybe you're looking at them and giving them a compliment. Maybe you're thinking about something they did at the job and complimenting that specifically. If you know you want to find out your strengths, look at other people's strengths and really start to compliment their strengths. Just when you did that, it was so obvious you were in your element, and I just really wanted to compliment you on that. You know, if you want to be a friend, maybe call that person when you got home. I could tell you were really struggling as you were walking out the door, and I just wanted to call and check on you. So really, we're starting to reframe everything that I want. How can I be that for someone else? When we're taking it to more job specific stuff, I think they might take a little bit longer than a day. So in this one, I said, this week I will. And if you wanted more responsibilities at work, I think this is a great time to delegate. And I think we could delegate in the way that we would want someone to come to us to delegate. So maybe you tell someone, you know what, I've noticed how hard you're working and you're amazing at this. Are you ready for more responsibility? Because I think you can take over this project. So that same way you want a boss to come to you, that's how you're going to someone else to delegate that responsibility. And loyal customers, maybe you're just looking for a local business to support, maybe a local nonprofit. And if you're looking for business partners, I always find it amazing to help connect people to businesses they need, and they see you as a business connector. And so, like, I know an amazing plumber, I know an amazing electrician, I know an amazing handyman, I know an amazing financial planner. And like, anytime someone posts that on Facebook, I'm like, oh my gosh, I know an amazing person. And so people kind of see me as someone who connects other people's, and I'm not expecting anything in return. I'm just giving to other businesses, and I know that, you know, it's going to come to me because the next step is being open to receive. So that third step is really being open. The person you give to will more likely not be the same person that you receive from. So when we're giving, we're not expecting that return from that same person. And I don't think that's going to have the same kind of energy. If you think about giving to someone and then expecting them to do that same thing for you, does that even feel good in the body? Does that really feel like giving? But when you're just giving to someone and expecting good from the universe, I'm just putting this goodness out there, and I'm expecting the universe to return that to me, I feel that energy shift so much differently in my body.
Are you done? Or?
I mean, I can keep going. I have a little more.
Okay, go ahead.
So in this process, I want you to stay open. In my body, I feel open heart. I feel open hands. So not begging hands, not clasping hands, thinking about the attachment. So even right now, as you're listening, you can try flipping your palms up, almost like you're carrying firewood, and feel your heart expand and feel that beautiful space you've created in your arms, in your hands, in your heart, and then smile with your mouth and your eyes. And thinking about receiving that thing that you're wishing for after you've given it to someone else. And it's just going to feel beautiful and expansive.
So we should probably leave a little space, but from the science of happiness at work, and finding your calling, this makes complete sense. Because the first step talks about self-knowledge, understanding what we want and need, an exploration of ourselves. And part of it is understanding our strengths, understanding what it is that we desire. And if we don't know who we are, if we can't connect to ourselves, then how do we know where we're going? The second thing, which is give what you want to receive. You mentioned identifying the strengths in others. And, you know, just knowing, just the fact, there's a study that said that just knowing our strengths increases our happiness levels. And one of the recommended exercises by the strengths researchers is to do strengths finding, which is exactly what you described, searching for other people's strengths. And that actually can also make you happier. But there's also a ton of different research showing how kindness, civility, empathy just makes you so much happier, specifically at work. We did talk in an episode on empathy on how authentic expression, authentic connection increases oxytocin levels really high. So we'll make a link to those studies. We'll make a link to that specific episode. And there is something about, in Adam Grant's book, talking about give without the expectation of receiving. Because it can be like when you, he also talks about matchers and takers. Matchers give with the expectation of something coming back to them. Whereas givers just give. Successful givers know when there's a taker and will limit that amount of time so that they don't go down a black hole. So we can learn from that as well. We can learn about giving just for the sake of giving without expecting anything in return. And then identifying who are the people who might kind of take advantage of that and limiting our time and efforts so that we truly just feel well, because sometimes we can identify when somebody's kind of taking too much and just trust that.
Yep, for sure, for sure. And I think as we start to, we call this higher vibing, and we're just thinking about giving for the sake of giving, and the universe will reward us, we tend to attract those same type of people into our lives. So as I work on myself, I then attract amazing people like Paula into my life because we're high vibes and amazing together. And if I hadn't have done this work on myself, I probably wouldn't have attracted an amazing woman like Paula into my life. So just right there in this one podcast, you can see that changing your vibe does change your tribe. What? I think that's a real quote. I don't think I made that up. Okay.
You can't see me if you're listening to this podcast clearly, but I'm smiling really, really, really from ear to ear because I love you, Jess. Thank you for
saying that. Love you too. So then step four is to start with something small or something fun. So just like gratitude, this is a muscle we can exercise. And when you start exercising, you don't go run a marathon. So we're not emptying our bank accounts to give to a nonprofit. That's not what I'm saying. We're just going to start with something small. And it could even just be something super short that you really enjoy. So this is so funny, I think. So my husband loves craft beer. And he gets these really rare bottles and cans, and we drive all over the country and plan trips around beer. And he is the best beer sharer. Like, if he gets this really rare bottle, he can't wait to invite over a friend or take it to his army duty and share this one rare bottle with friends. He's like the best beer giver ever. And so we were recently planning a trip to California, and he always wants to go in February because there's a Pliny the Younger event, which is a super rare beer that only releases for like 2 weeks. And I always want to go in March because I want to see wildflowers and I want to be a little bit warmer and I want to hike. So we planned it for March. And about a month before we left, they moved the Pliny the Younger 2 hour trip. It's only open for 2 weeks, and it was open the week that we were there. And I was like, honey, that's because you're such a good beer giver. And so he's like, I know. He's like, I told you that doesn't end
there. And that story doesn't end there, because now we all know that he's He loves craft beers. He loves these rare beers. And we probably are somehow going to connect to him if we also have, because he's a giver. We're talking about him right now.
Yeah, so people are going to resonate and connect with John, feel a little kindred spirit with John, just about something that he loves to give. And so let me just give a small one. If you're wanting abundance and you're looking over your finances and you're like, I know I'm meant for more, I know I want abundance. One time I was in a grocery store and there was a woman in front of me. And she was paying for things with WIC. And I don't know if that's a Georgia thing, but it's basically when there is a new child, it pays for very few things like bread, milk, formula. And when my little brother was born, my mom was on WIC. So I know this program. I know how helpful it is to feed families, to feed new kiddos. And she had 2 bottles of grape juice, and she said, I don't think WIC covers this, so I'll pay for this out of my own pocket. And the cashier said, you're right, WIC doesn't cover that. And I said, I would be so happy if you would put those 2 grape juices on my ticket. And oh, I'm about to cry. The gratitude that she showed and how good I felt, I promise you, was so much bigger than what the $6 that I spent on grape juice for this family. And I really want to encourage you that if you're open to it, if you're looking for giving, you're going to be presented with these places where you can give even something small and reap the rewards energetically just right away.
Beautiful story. And I think you've talked before about how much supporting feeding children is to you. You give a percentage of your income to that. And now, by exploring the story, we start to see the roots of why that is. So, by exploring your gratitude, we can get deeper into the reasons why something is meaningful for us. Oh gosh, what a beautiful, inspiring story and beautiful, inspiring framework you've given us. I can't wait to try it out. I have to admit, I was a little hesitant at first to talk about the universe and giving it all like and then receiving, because I'm a little bit more, I don't know, like hesitant about these things. But we've been practicing and I have seen changes in my life. And I feel excited to be sharing this with you. So, what we'll do is we'll do a checklist that you can download by clicking on the link in our notes, and you'll be signing up for a newsletter, and you can unsubscribe anytime. And don't forget, if you haven't done so already, to subscribe and rate our podcast. And also, we'd love to hear from you. So we'll also include our Instagram handles if you want to DM any questions that you want to ask us. Till next time.